I think I'm going to borrow a line from Rita there where she says Biden needs to say less and Palin needs to say more.
That's needs to know more.
Needs to say more. Or know more. I mean, that seems to be the conventional wisdom. And on the line with us right now is longtime Alaska journalist Larry Persily, who not only has covered Governor Palin, but also worked for her. Welcome, Larry.
Good morning.
Describe her debating style.
Well, I guess it is short, not long answers, though certainly we've seen her give two long answers to Katie Couric and others, where she's been groping for information, but it's short. She's gushing. She's enthusiastic. She's emotional. She talks about Alaska being blessed and the country being blessed. She goes for the emotional buttons, not the policy buttons on people.
So you would describe her as having a lot of personality in her presentation?
If she is doing the right thing tonight, from her perspective, she will talk in personality. She will project her personality. She will sell her personality. She will not try to out-policy Joe Biden.
Let's listen to an exchange with Toni Knowles when she was running for governor.
Toni, there you go again. We discussed this yesterday. I kind of set you straight yesterday. We'll do it again today. Toni, I haven't had a private jet to be able to bum from one of my lobbyist friends to zip all over the state and meet and reach every single constituency group that you have.
That sounds like a feisty, direct, confident politician.
Well, I'm not sure about the word competent, but yes, she is feisty. And she knows how to put down her opponents. In a debate I was a panelist on in November of 2006, when asked if she were governor, would she hire Toni Knowles for her administration? She basically said, yeah, I'd hire him as a cook at the mansion because you used to cook at a restaurant, and that's probably what you should be doing. So she knows the put down, but she does it with such a smile.
She hasn't really come across in that manner in the national attention that and the national interviews that she's so far done. We haven't seen her in a national debate, but let's listen to how she responds to Katie Couric's question about the bailout financial plan on Capitol Hill.
If it doesn't pass, what is the alternative?
As I say, inaction is not an option. We have got to shore up our economy. This is a crisis moment for America, really the rest of the world also, looking to see what the impacts will be if America were to choose not to shore up what has happened on Wall Street because of the ultimate adverse effects on Main Street and then how that affects this globalization that we're a part of in our world. So.
Larry, I found that really difficult to understand exactly what she's saying.
I think she's saying, I read somewhere it's a crisis and it's a problem on Wall Street, but people who vote for me live on Main Street, so I better talk about them too.
That's good. Maybe we should have you like closed captioning the debate tonight.
I could do real-time translation like they do in the UN with the headsets.
So, I mean, you actually worked for her. How was she different? How was your perception changed in working with her as opposed to what you thought of her when you were covering her as a politician?
Really no difference. When I was opinion page editor at the Anchorage paper in 2006, we did not endorse her for governor. We said she was not up for the job. She didn't have anything close to the depth of understanding. And that's what I saw as a state worker in her office, too. She has a very engaging personality, a very warm and enthusiastic, very friendly person. But you try to drill down and get into some issues, it's just not there. She manages by BlackBerry and really has little interest in sitting down for long briefings. She feels her personality, the sound bites, the smile can carry the day. And so far it's done that in Alaska for her.
Well, it's certainly going to be a real test for her tonight as all of America is watching her debate. And we'll be looking for specifics on her positions. Larry Persily, thanks so much for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Persily, excuse me. You're a longtime Alaska journalist and a former employee of Sarah Palin's with his thoughts on what to look for as we watch the Biden-Palin debate tonight.
If she looks at her BlackBerry during the debate, that'll be a problem.
I think you're right. I agree with you 100%.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, are politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.